All right, everybody. Again, this is Brian McClure. I'm calling in from my home in Austin, Texas, which is a statement unto itself. A lot of you know that Betsy had double lung replacement surgery, so we were taking care of business and going through that and her recovery, and got back to Austin about a month ago. She's just doing fantastic, and she really wanted to be at Ambition, but just wasn't in the cards this year. Maybe next year. I'm sure it'll happen next year. I'd be real remiss to not recognize somebody that has just done a great job. In fact, two people. While I was busy with Betsy and recovery and everything that was going on there, it was pretty intense. I just couldn't get on the call and have the responsibility of getting on the call. I was getting about 5 hours sleep per night, but anyway, we had a couple of people in the organization that stood up and took over the call. I want to personally thank David Nunez out of South Texas and Masad Mir, who just stepped up, lined up the guests, did a great job on the calls. I couldn't have done it with you. And, you know, this business is all about leadership. And, you know, before you can become a leader, you have to become a good follower. And if you want to find out what kind of leader you are, just look behind you and see how many people are following. And, you know, it's just really refreshing to be able to see people step up and step in and not have a qualms about whether things are going to be handled properly or whatever. And, you know, things have evolved in our business. As you know, a lot of changes over the last couple of years, you know, with the acquisition of Ambit Energy from Vistra, which was an incredibly good thing in my personal opinion. And then the pandemic hit and all the meetings got called off. And then we were hot and cold on that for a year after a year of being cold on being able to do meetings. And this was the first live Ambition we've had since 2019. And you know, it was just great to you know, respect everybody's wishes. There were people that had masks on. There were people that didn't want to be hugged, but there were an awful lot of people that wanted to be hugged. And I'm kind of the huggy type, you know, so it was just great to, as Ronnie Kirkland would say, Bo, it's great to hug your neck, you know. When any time Ronnie ever liked something that he ate, he said, Bo, that was so good to make your bottom lip slap your forehead. And, you know, I could go on and on and on about all of the excitement and enthusiasm and the ambition. If you weren't able to attend, I know some of y'all had some family things, and you know, I've always said God first, family second, and everything else will wait. So I respect those decisions. But for those of you that couldn't attend, I know you'll want to be there next year. And it was an absolutely incredible ambition. I thought that the guest speakers that came in were by far the most spot on contributory, bringing value to what we do and how we do it, and very knowledgeable about what we did, and were just really related to the audience. All the different speakers were incredible as well, both corporate and from the field. And I want to jump right into it and introduce our first special guest. Y'all know him well. He's been around since almost the beginning. I remember when Chris found Daryl Starkweather, or I guess Eric Johnstone actually found him at Chris's request. And I knew Daryl back from the XL Telecommunications days, and came on board, just did an incredible job in a lot of different departments. And now, you know, is in charge of field development and, you know, can't say enough good things about Daryl and what he does for all of us. Transitioned from Jerry and Chris and Ambit to Vistra, and has just been, along with Eric, just critical to that transition. And Daryl, are you on line with me?
I am, Brian. I am here.
Hey, good to hear your voice again. It's you know, we during the pandemic, we go months and months and months not hearing each other's voice, and running into the highways and byways and hallways of Ambition. Here I am hearing your voice again. It's great to have you back on the call.
Good to see your face. That's what it was good
to
see.
Yeah. Well, it's just great hugging people and getting to see people you hadn't seen in 2 and 3 years. And, you know, I think one of the special things about AMPIT is that we truly are a community and we care for one another. And, you know, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole for sure. And so it was, it was just fantastic. But I thought we'd just kind of hop right into it. And I know you're going to bring on Eric, but let's hop right into the announcements and what went on and biggest financial announcements of any ambition I've ever been to. So that's exciting. But let me just turn it over to you and you can kind of go through the announcements.
Yeah, Brian, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Hey, everybody. Heard a lot of familiar names that we saw this week and some that, you know, obviously, as Brian said, couldn't make it. And so it's really good to be with you tonight. And I'm sure you've all kind of gone through the Power Zone, looked at flyers. Ton of promotions. I think we got like 14 different announcements that happened at this ambition. And many of those had dollar signs attached to it, which is always fun. And so, you know, I won't go through all of them, but just kind of there's a couple I think that stand out that really can impact your business here in the next, you know, 30 to you know, a couple months, actually, in some of these. And so I want to just spend a few minutes to maybe bring some clarity, because one of our biggest promotions that Brian just alluded to, with the most money attached to it that we've ever put out there, is different than we've ever done before. Before we get to that, we're going to jump into some really big ones. You know, if you weren't there and you hadn't heard yet, you know, Sunrun put out a couple promotions that we're all familiar with, one for the customer and one for you. But a big announcement they had was they're expanding into the Ameren territory, which is a huge part of Illinois. And the folks that were in town from Illinois were really super excited about that. Just so y'all know, we, you know, we met with a whole new crew of Sunrun folks that are dedicated to supporting AMBIT, and they're kind of field managers that work directly with you. And they're so excited to be a part of this. They're fresh with Sunrun, and so they're really excited. We think more stuff's coming that way, but if you're in the Ameren territory, don't look past Sunrun as an opportunity right now, you know, doing some other stuff. Another cool thing we talked about was launching our Empowered Women program. It's really just to shine the light on our women leaders in AMBIT, and this is something we've been talking about internally for a while, just seeing the tremendous leadership that's being developed. Well, we've always had, but just seeing more and more developed, really going to be putting an effort to getting our women leaders together and create platforms to recognize them and create new ones, so that's exciting. We announced a new incentive trip. Not only do we have the five-star trip, we created a next-level trip called the Diamond Club, and that's for all of our national consultants and select multifamily advisors. And so SEs and ECs, you get to own the five-star trip, and those are going to be fun and super, but as you promote the EC, you got a new trip to strive for. And Brian will remember some of the early five-star trips, and they're probably closer to six- or seven-star trips. That's what the Diamond Club's going to be. These are going to be spectacular. So just more incentive to keep building. And then we got the Promote Yourself bonus. So that's just basically anybody here attending Ambition, you go promote to the next level by the end of this month, and you get a $500 check. And then we have an RC Fast Track. So if you can go get someone to join the business in the next month and get them to Fast Track, whenever they reach that, they're going to earn $500. And then we'll pay another $750 to the upline. So there's about $1,250 attached to that bonus. So I'm going to spend most of my time talking about the two kind of new ones that we've never done before. And the first one is called the Jumpstart Restart. That's what we're calling it. And this is, you know, this one is exciting to me because it's open to everyone, and not just attendees. This is any consultant in the business, active, inactive, thinking about it, wondering what to do, excited to do it. Whoever you are, if you got a C number, you're qualified for this. And what it's based on is just in any calendar month between now and the end of the year. So September, October, November, December. If in each of those months, you can gather either two Texas or the three non-Texas customers just to jumpstart qualifications, you just earn yourself a $100 bonus. Just a little something to put out there. You can send to your downlines, like, listen, you know, maybe they missed their jumpstart bonus. Maybe, you know, they're struggling to build their business right now, but they want to make a little extra income. Okay, let's just go get a few more customers, and you can make $400 between now and the end of the year and help people in your downline do it. And so we're excited about that. We just want to create ways for people to, you know, take control of their own money and do a few things and make some extra dollars. But the big one, which I had to, I think I worked it like a weatherman, Brian, on stage, having to go up to the screen and point things out. We're calling it Quad Plus, Triple Plus. I think the marketing team gave it a fancy name. But basically, you have the opportunity in our non-Texas markets to earn triple bonuses plus an additional 50%. So I'm not sure what you call that, so we're calling it Triple Plus. Triple plus 50. In Texas, it's quad plus 50. And all you have to do is we're just asking for those three customer points. So let's focus on Texas for right now. Texas, it's two customers to trigger a jumpstart. We know it's 4 points, so we're going to exclude the website, right? So we're just talking real customers. Two customers triggers your jumpstart. Get that third customer, and it'll trigger double bonuses. You get a fourth customer, and you get triple bonuses. So just two more customers than jumpstart. Same for the Midwest, Northeast, our non-Texas markets. Two extra customers get you double bonuses. The kicker comes in based on the product selected by the customer. And this is what's different. And there's a reason why we're doing this, is because if you were at Ambition, Brian talked about the training. We had some spectacular product training on all the different products that we have out there. I mean, it was really good content of why this product's good for certain customers. And we want people to go put that into action. We want people to get out of maybe the product that they just always default and go to, because these are some, a lot of these new products have some of the highest customer satisfaction of all customers, and they're renewing on them without any prodding to do so. They're like, I want back on this. And so we want to make sure people take advantage of it. So back to the promotion. Let's call it Texas. Four customers get you triple bonuses. If two of those customers on what we're defining as a preferred product, and it's a whole bunch of them, it's basically every product in Texas except for Secure Savings 12 and then the variable rate plan, Lone Star Flex. Every other product qualifies. Secure Savings 36, which is, I think, our lowest rated product right now. Fantastic product. Our Free and Clear Nights, which is back, Lone Star Classic, our Basics, Summer Break, they all qualify. So if two of those are in one of those products, your triple bonus just got an extra 50% on top of that. You don't have to get any more customers. It's just based on the products they select. If three of those four customers on one of those products, that triple goes to quadruple bonuses. And if all four of those customers are on one of those products, you get the quadruple plus an additional 50. And so we're talking about, at just triple, we pay out around $330 per customer is what we're paying you for that overall. Quad plus, we're at $500 a customer. It's a ton of money. And so these are fantastic products, and we just want to get people out there and say, listen, all we're asking for is two more customers than Jumpstart. Go push some of these products that we talked about in the training. Be the advisor, suggest them, and see what happens, and let's see how much money we can make. So the same rules apply for the non-Texas. You get your two extra customers, it's double bonuses. It doesn't matter what the combo is at that point. You get the two extra, you get double. If three of them are on one of the preferred products in the Midwest Northeast, which is Winter Break and the Ultimate Power Perks, then you get double plus 50. If four of them are on it, you get triple. And if all five are on it, you get the triple plus 50. And that's over $300 per customer. And so I know that's completely different. Take a day, absorb it, call consult support, ask all your questions. It's just a ton of money, and they're our most popular products. And so we really, really hope people take advantage of them, Brian. Is there any particular question on that one?
Yeah, let me just interject. You know, in the beginning, there was myself. Well, in the beginning, there was Frank Schmulling. He was the first consultant and did a great job at Ambition this year as well. But, you know, I was there after first couple of weeks and been to every Ambition. And this is the most money that's ever been put on the table. So, you know, shame on you not to understand it. But one thing I'll say, Daryl, is paralysis through analysis. You know, there's time frames on these bonuses. And what happens a lot of times is people say, oh, well, I'll pull the flyer out of Power Zone tomorrow and I'll start looking at it so that I understand it. You know, I just want to tell everybody on this call, tell everybody in your group, this is all you have to understand. Go get as many customers as possible and put them on the preferred plan. So if you pull that flyer out, just figure out what the preferred plans are so you get that 50% bonus and just start signing up customers. You don't have to understand anything else. I promise you, the computer system will send you the correct amount of money. And the more customers you get, the more people you get getting customers, the more money they're going to send you.
Yeah. And what's great about this is it's also the comfort you can have is probably the two announcements were probably two of the biggest ones that had nothing to do with bonus money, which is two new customer experience processes that are really going to help people, you know, gather customers. And the first one is what we're calling the TLC plan, which is the try it, like it, change it. And some of you are kind of familiar with that because we had a couple products that if in their first 60 days, they, you know, weren't happy with it, they could switch to another product without penalty. That 60 days has been wiped out, and it's now at any time. And so you can go to a customer and put them on a product that you feel and they feel is best for them without any concern or worry of what if it's not, because you now have this TLC pledge. And that pledge means if they get into it in 3, 4, 5, 6 months into it, they say, you know what, I'm not sure I'm using the energy that I thought I would for this product, or I'm using too much, I should be on a different plan, or I want to move to a 36-month. They can call in the customer service and move to that product and not pay their cancellation fee. There's no fee or to do that. So you can't go wrong, because if they don't like the product that they're on or it's not the best fit, they just call and switch it, and let's get them on the right one. And then the other one is at the point of acquisition. I mean, how many people go out, certainly in Texas, and ask their neighbor and a friend to be their customer, like, yeah, but I'm locked in. I got another 6 months in my plan. We just launched the pay your cancellation fee, which is allows you to bring over a customer and offer them the opportunity. We will cover your early cancellation fee from that other provider up to $250. All they have to do is make the switch, show us the bill with the fee on it, and we put it on their first bill. And we cover it. And so they can now do you the favor without any penalty. And so that's really, really exciting. I know the people there in person were going nuts over this. And so, yeah, if you haven't pushed some of these preferred products before and you haven't looked at them, now is the best time to do it. One, because there's a ton of money to do it. And two, you got two things to get you through that process that make it just easier and easier. So really excited about all this kind of coming together to make it one of the most lucrative promotions. It should be really exciting for growth and new activity through the end of the year.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, but I'll take it to the next and probably one of the biggest announcements, in my opinion, because it's close to me, is we announced a new corporate team member. And, you know, some people knew about this ahead, most did not. And it goes to our next guest that I guess I get the honor to introduce. But one of our big announcements was, you know, Scott Hudson talked about, you know, over the last 3 years and really focused in this last year, spending a lot of time with field leaders like Brian and other leaders in the field and just questioning over, you know, what can we do? What can we do to help? And one of the consistent messages that came back was, you know, we really need someone solely dedicated to the ambit, you know, channel, to the consultants, because, you know, during the acquisition, there's a lot of brands, and we've had great leadership, and, you know, and Sydney is, Seeger's has been leading that since acquisition, but she's also in charge of the customer experience. It's her team that created the TLC and the pay your cancellation fees, and there's so much that they're doing, you know, it was almost unfair to ask her to do more. And so, you know, the search went out to say, well, who would be the right person to lead Ambit into the future, where they don't have to worry about multiple brands. They solely focus on one brand, Ambit. And that person was found internally. I can tell you that I am 100% confident and excited that this is the only person that was qualified for this role. And he's our really special guest tonight. And it's our new Chief Development Officer, Eric Reisdorf. Eric, are you on? I'm hoping Eric's on because a big storm came through Dallas. We've been texting that he's without power. Trees were blown down through his neighborhood. Eric, are you on the line with us?
So Daryl, let me jump in here, and hopefully Eric will get to service, or the storm will blow through, and we'll get him on the call tonight. But I just want to mention a couple of things on what you just went over. Is, you know, look in Power Zone, and all the flyers are there. Everything you need is there as far as any information. But do not get paralyzed by trying to analyze everything and get everything, you know, perfect in your mind before you go out and start to build the business. And the other thing, you know, is you talked about Eric and the increased commitment that Vistra has had towards Ambit. You know, they continue to pour resources, bringing in Eric to run the channel. And I had a opportunity at one of the leadership meetings to spend about 20-25 minutes talking to Eric, and I can tell you it was just a breath of fresh air, refreshing, that somebody was so excited about the new role and what they were doing in the channel. And of course, he's only been on board for about a half an hour, but I want to mention one other thing. There was an announcement at Ambition that people on this call might not be aware of, is Jim Burke was named the new CEO of Vistra. And one thing that I think is really important for everybody to understand is it was Jim Burke and Scott Hudson who championed the acquisition of Ambit when they found that, hey, there may be a possibility they can acquire it. They went to bat, and they were the ones that really shepherded it through all the decisioning processes at Vistra. So we now have a CEO who was along with Scott Hudson, the champion of bringing Vista in as a channel, and I mean Ambit into Vistra as a channel that was just a great acquisition for him. And we're the growth brand of Vistra. You know, the legacy brand of Vistra, of course, is TXU, but the growth brand of Vistra is Ambit. And, you know, we all know that growth is essential for the health of any company, and the fiduciary responsibility of Jim and Sydney and Scott and Eric and everybody that works for Vistra, the fiduciary responsibility is to drive value to the shareholders. And that's done through acquisition of profitable customers. And the more acquisition, the better things are for everybody, not only Ambit consultants, but drive shareholder value. And it's kind of what makes the merry-go-go around. So I don't know if we've gotten Eric on. Have you texted him, Daryl?
I have. He's going to see if we can maybe star six to unmute. Eric, are you there?
Yeah,
Rhythm is going to fall. Yeah, I may have sent him the wrong instruction, so I'm resending. Because we're texting, so he's on. He can hear us.
Okay. Everybody, hold your horses. We're going to get Eric on. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I think it's just really important because, you know, I know I heard some voices that couldn't be an ambition. And I would really like people to meet Eric, at least over this call, and hear some of the things that he spoke about at ambition. Because, you know, you're right, Brian. His excitement, it's infectious. And he's had it, you know, since we've had, you know, a few meetings. And you're right, he's not been doing this too very long.
Can you guys hear me now?
You
know, oh, what's that?
You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, I've been on this whole time, and I was all ready to start talking, and then I did. And everyone's like, hello, we can't hear you. And I'm like, what? So anyway, no, I redialed in as the moderator, and then I all of a sudden I could talk. But yeah, so this is an interesting situation. There's a nursery rhyme, I think, that talks about dancing by the light of the moon or something like that. And that's literally me right now. I'm out in my backyard. The whole neighborhood is pitch black. It's been this way. Our power got knocked out at 3 o'clock. And I'm sitting out here by the light of the moon on this call. Charging my phone periodically in the truck just to make sure it doesn't die. But yes, here I am finally. So strange circumstances, but I'm happy to be here. Great introduction to the call, Brian, and Daryl, the stuff you added was awesome as well. Yeah, it was a really good ambition. I've only been to one in person once, but I was ironically, I was my wife's guest last year at the Black Tie events. And my wife also works for Vistra, and she comes up with all of the products that you sell. So whether it's summer break or winter break or free and clear nights or secure savings, all of those come out of her shop. So the fact that we can be talking shop together for the benefit of Vistra now is, or benefit of Vistra and Ambit, really, Ambit in particular, is awesome. So how did you guys want to, you want me to, I won't give the whole speech to obviously that I gave on Thursday, but do you want me to say a couple of things about what I've been, okay. So
I think it's just an interesting for folks to know, you know, kind of what you did for Vistra prior to Ambit.
Sure. Okay.
And some of the unique things that your team developed that other people have since copied.
Right. Yeah. So in the last, I would say, I guess 9 years really prior to this role, I was with Value-Based Brands. So Value-Based Brands is another organization within Vistra that houses three brands that you may or may not have seen in the market, but were only in Texas. And it was 4Change Energy, Express Energy, and Veteran Energy. And when I first started, they only had 4Change. And 4Change was about 14,000 customers, maybe. And the guy before me resigned and gave, like, I'm not even joking, he gave like a day and a half notice. It was a kind of a weird thing. But so I worked with him all weekend to make sure I understood what I needed to do to take over on Monday, and did that. And it was really tough at first. I mean, the brand was stuck at 14,000 counts. We didn't have any power bought for the month-to-month customers. We were selling a lot of term plans, but they were all 3 month plans. So you know, we're bringing out all these customers, but then 2 months later, we're sending them an expiration notice and they're leaving. So it was not a good situation. On top of that, we had some really bad winter storms. It was like January 6th, February 6th, and March 6th. It was really weird. It was like the beginning of each month. We had a bad winter storm. Each one cost us money. So, you know, my introduction to 4Change was pretty rough, but we worked together and worked really hard to try to get out of that situation and get things going again. And our main focus was always innovation and doing things like trying new things and doing them quickly and moving on to the next thing. Because if they didn't work, you know, we had to, all right, what's the next thing and get that going. And it was a fun environment because we weren't dependent on a larger IT organization or anything else within Vistra. We were completely on our own. So we could do things pretty quickly. One of the first things we did was we were the first people in the market to introduce a plan. We call it a block energy charge plan, where you pay a fixed amount for your first 1,000 kilowatt hours rather than just having it be cents per kWh. And it was really cool because at the time that we launched, it meant that in the fall, your bill was a fixed $59. And then in the winter and summer, the hot months, it was $108. And it was really easy to sell. It was called Budget Saver because it kind of gave you that budget certainty. So that it sold like crazy. Another cool thing that we did was, we were having trouble, like I said before, at customer expiration. You know, people would, they found us based on price. And so at expiration, they would be out shopping again and leave us. And we're like, we got to get ahead of this. We got to make it really easy for people to renew and stay with us. So we came up with a campaign and some supporting technology to where when you were coming up for term expiration, we let you know via email. And most people, you know, are reading their email on their phone. So we put a button in the email that said, if you want to basically keep the plan that you're on, click this button and you're renewed. Like your renewal is over. You don't need to call anybody. You don't need to, you know, go online or do anything. You just click this button. And that was super popular. I mean, it more than doubled our renewal rate because it was so easy. I mean, people like to shop and like to get the best deal, but when it's that easy, that kind of overcomes, you know, any other aspect. It's just like, all right, I'm clicking this button, I'm done. And that also took them out of the shopping process, which was the important part of that. So then the last thing I'll share with you about those brands is that we really liked that technology of being able to push something out to someone via email and let them, again, with the click of a button, renew their contract. And we thought, you know, if someone has just started on their contract and they've billed, you know, two or three times and they like the plan, before they even get to expiration and start shopping, let's give them the opportunity to push the end date of their current plan out by a year or two. And so there were two buttons in the email, and you could push it out a year and keep that same rate for a whole nother year, or you could push it out for 2 years. And if you pushed it out for 2 years, we gave you $50 for doing that. So you got a Visa gift card for doing that. Well, that one had two benefits. It was really popular. And helped us, again, with customer retention because they're skipping that expiration cycle. But on top of that, it was something that people had never seen before from an electricity provider. And so it went really crazy on social media as well. Like people were putting on Facebook and tagging for change and all that because they had never seen anything like it. So those were just, you know, some of the things where we were just, you know, having a good time, being innovative. And the end result was that we were doing a much better job of gaining and keeping our customers. So by the time I left value-based brands, you know, like I said, when I started, they had 14,000 customers. When I left, they had 180,000. And that was a combination of 4Change being about 140 and then another 40 or 50,000 with Express and Veteran on top of that. So I feel like they're
amazing.
They're in a good, you know, they're in a good position to keep growing. So anyway, that was just an exciting time. And I'm looking forward to doing things like that for Ambit as well. Just more things. I've been talking to Daryl about, you know, like what stuff do we have, what stuff don't we have, and how can we be primarily better at, I think two things are really important. One is the customer acquisition. Like if there are huge barriers to acquisition, that slows the whole thing down. I mean, you've got this whole, you know, massive number of people who are excited, they leave ambition, they're all ready to get going. And if they get out in the real world and it doesn't work, that's on us and that's a problem. We got to solve that. So that's a lot of what Daryl was talking about earlier on with these promotions. And I'll add one thing on top of that in a few minutes here. But then the flip side of that is customer retention. So let's just say that you go ahead and you get in, you get started, everything's going as it should. The last thing that I want is for new consultants who are about 10 months into this to be worrying about losing the customers that they got early on when they should be focused on moving forward and continuing to build. So I'm trying to work with Daryl on new ways to make that whole renewal process a lot easier, just nice and easy, one click, or even pushing out end dates so that you're totally skipping the expiration, because that way you're not having to stop your building and go back to the customers you got 10, 11 months ago and just make sure everyone's okay, make sure no one's leaving, make sure you don't lose your personal customer count, and so your eligibility for certain things. So those two things are what I'm really focused on. On the customer acquisition side, like Brian McClure said, I have only been in this, not very long. I knew about it for a while, but there was a lot of work I had to do to transition out of my old role into this role. But I have been close to the products and pricing just to make sure that we were set up really well for Ambition. So one thing that wasn't mentioned explicitly at Ambition, but I'll tell you that because I think it's important, is on Secure Savings, we made a tweak to the product to where we actually doubled the discount that you get for reaching 1,000 kilowatt hours. So that discount used to be 1.5 cents when you got to 1,000, and now it's 3 cents. So it's a full 2x what it used to be. So that's nice because it helps you more in the summer and like the cold winter months. Like you get a bigger discount than you did before, but it also, and I know we do a lot of coaching on getting away from price, but there's no, price is always going to still be part of the equation. There's no fully getting away from that. And that change to the product actually helps the EFL shopping values as well. So that's
you're
one
absolutely
thing.
Right. We didn't cover that well enough at Ambition. So everybody spread that word, please.
Yeah, again, just call it, just say, they doubled the discount for going over 1,000 kilowatt hours on Secure Savings. And then the other thing, kind of a similar thing, and this is, again, just the benefit of working so closely with Eileen. So, TXU Energy also has a free nights plan, and they recently made a change to how they calculate the EFL values using actual customer data versus what they would say ERCOT profiles. So I said to her, can we do the same thing for Ambit in time for Ambition? And she's like, yeah, if you can get your hands on the data. Well, fortunately, oddly enough, because I've been at Vistra for 18 years, I knew the guy who had the data. And so we reached out to a couple of these people and they did the math and got that done, got that over to Amanda, and were able to update these values. So what that did is for the same priced product, like the same energy charge, it improved the shopping values, meaning what you see on the EFL, by about a cent, which is a big change. So that, I mean, that should help a lot. So it's things like that that I've been able to do early on that I'm hoping really help with the momentum, on top of, again, these awesome promotions that Daryl came up with. We really try to set people up for success coming out of this Ambition. One other, so there, I had there was a whole speech that was on Thursday where I got into, I won't get into all the details here, but there was a big project I was involved in, kind of a secret project with Scott Hudson and me back in 2012, to really take a look at, could TXU Energy build a network from scratch, and what would that look like? So I've studied that in depth for 18 months. I mean, I went to all the trade shows. I met with all the companies that provide software for managing a network, met with people like Paul Booth and a bunch of other folks from the industry, Stuart Johnson, all those folks. And it was really amazing, just all the stuff that we learned at that point. there were quite a few people still, quite a few companies like Ambit in the business, and we were always trying to put these in order and rank them based on a number of different factors. And there were probably five or six of them. And two things we realized. One, of all the companies we were studying, Ambit was by far the best. Like we, you know, this is way before the acquisition, 7 years before it, I think. And we came to the conclusion like, well, if we want to do this, we want to be most like Ambit and least like the rest of them. And then, unfortunately, the second thing we realized was that it was way too much for us to bite off at that time. Like we were just not equipped to build a network from scratch that was going to compete with Ambit and Stream and all the others. So one thing I said in my speech that I wanted everybody to in the audience to understand was that the proof that we were right is that, you know, standing there on Thursday talking to Ambit, like Ambit's the last man standing. Of all those companies, 10 years ago, we knew Ambit was the best. And here we are today talking about having this awesome ambition, the richest promotions ever, big changes to the products, while at the same time, all these other companies like Momentus is gone, North American Power is gone, Viridian is gone, Stream is a shell of what it once was. I have some more comments about that in a minute, but, you know, all those are gone. Independence Energy is gone. So, and here we are having this awesome time at Ambition and talking about how this is 2.0 and this is an inflection point. We're going up from here. You know, people were talking about the commitment of Vistra to Ambit. And I think there's a huge contrast that came up in some of the conversations throughout Ambition, side conversations, but was never really said on stage. But if you contrast Vistra's acquisition of Ambit, where they, you know, brought in Ambit, kept all the key people in place, left everything the way it was, said, look, keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job. And then, you know, this year pulled me out of really an important role and put me in to be 100% dedicated to Ambit. Contrast that with NRG's acquisition of Stream, where they, you know, brought in Stream, and this is just because I feel like I don't know the industry anywhere near as well as Brian or Daryl, but I know it well enough to know that what they did was the absolute wrong thing. They brought in Stream and attempted to pull apart the network from the customers after a certain point of time. So they had like, you know, a certain number of time to bring them in, let everything settle down, but they tried to keep the customers and then sell the network itself to another organization. And I'm like, you can't pull that apart. The customers, the network is customers, you know, I mean, for the most part. And I'm like, it was just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So again, I just wanted to bring that up as a 180 degree contrast to Vistra's approach with Ambit. And like, you know, like Daryl and Brian said, Jim Burke, our new CEO, who has extremely broad array of things that he's responsible for now, he was there for probably 80% of Ambition, including the evening activities as well. And Scott was there for 100% of it. So that's the, you know, that's the level of dedication that we're, obviously I was there for 100% of it, but yeah, so that's where we're coming from in terms of commitment to Ambit and where we think this can go. So
I would agree. That's probably a question. I'm sorry. I'm just saying that's probably a question that we never have to answer again. Is the level of commitment. It's, you know, obviously I've seen it personally, you know, for the last, you know, it was almost 3 years, and what they do behind the scenes and the resources from the IT development and how much of it is devoted to Ambit versus any other brand, and the passion and the sparkle that you see in Scott's eye when you start talking about consultants and Ambit and what they do, you know, culminating to the laughter and the tears that we experienced over this last 3 days, it's everybody's all in, and it's about moving forward and growing. So it's super exciting. Sorry to step on you there.
No. That's fine. That's pretty much, that covers everything that I wanted to share, but while still leaving some time, if you had some questions or Brian had some questions.
Yeah, I had three questions, and you answered all three of them. You started out with, your thoughts on ambition, your role before, and you told the story about, kind of the special project, which is, your love, what built your love for direct sales, as you told that story. So I don't have any other questions. I think what I would tell everyone in this call is, listen, we're going to be out there. We're going to start planning tours to get back out in the field. We want people to meet Eric, to see, face-to-face his excitement for this and how tremendously excited I am about Eric being the team, and I report to him now, Eric Johnston, I report to Eric, and it truly is exciting because you heard the innovation and what he did for the value-based brands. And I think you're a self-proclaimed problem solver is what I recall. That's what's fun. And that takes me back to the 2008, 2009, and 2010 era of all we were doing was creating, trying to be innovative and be cutting edge and take this thing to the next level. And I know we all internally have that commitment. And to a person at Ambition, that's what I heard from leaders is it's go time. It's go time. And so, Eric, I think we're all blessed to have you in this role. I'm a believer. I think things happen for a reason. And, I always tell the funny story of after 2019 Ambition, when a lot of folks from Vistra were invited to that event. And about a week or so after, I think it was, maybe a little bit after, Sydney Seeger was giving Eric Johnston and I a tour of the office. And as we're walking down a long hallway, we could hear footsteps behind us. And they're coming pretty quickly. And so, naturally, you want to turn around and find out what's going on. And should I be running too? And when I turned around, it was Eileen Reisdorf. Eric's wife, and he just, introduced you to the develops all of our products. And she had the biggest smile on her face and said, "You're the guys from Ambit." And we knew day one, without a doubt, Eileen was Ambit's biggest fan within Vistra. And I know that hasn't changed because she constantly is sending ideas and thoughts. What about this? What can we do? How can we help developing products like the Ultimate Perks and all the new products? And so, how lucky are we to come full circle and now have both be dedicated to this brand? And so, Eric, I'm thankful for it, and I can't wait for everybody to get to meet you.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, it's funny you mentioned that story because, and also saying everything happens for a reason. So, a funny story about that Ambition. We were scheduled to fly to Wisconsin for Labor Day because my family's up there, and we usually that before COVID we would fly up there a couple times in the summer, and that Labor Day was usually the last hurrah. You go boating a couple last times and then you kind of put everything away for the winter. And we were on our way to the airport and we got a text from American Airlines that said your flight has been canceled. And it wasn't like your flight's delayed 30 minutes. It's like your flight is canceled. And we were like, what? Like we pulled over in the parking lot of like a Jack in the Box or something just because we couldn't really understand, because it was perfect weather here in Dallas. But where our plane was coming from, it was all stormy. It was the East Coast, I guess. And they couldn't get a plane here. Our flight was. So we drove home and I knew that it was Ambition weekend. And Eileen was already in her products role at that time. And I was like, Eileen, you know, this is well after I had done my project. So I was, you know, familiar with what was going to happen at the big show. And I was like, Eileen, you've got to get to this thing. So I sent some texts that night and ended up getting her a ticket. So then she woke up the next day early and headed down there without me. Cause again, I got one spot just for her, and she loved the whole thing. I mean, she was, and Daryl, I think that's why she came running down the hall to see you guys, is because she had seen you on stage, knew who you were, and had been so positively influenced by attending Ambition. But it was, again, like you said, everything happens for a reason. Had our flight not been canceled, you know, we would have been in Wisconsin while you guys were doing Ambition, and she wouldn't have known who you were. So it's just a funny thing how all that stuff, you know, you trace this all back, and here we are today. And I think we're all just very fortunate how this all turned out. I'm really excited about this and feel like I agree with you. It just feels like it's all happening for a reason.
I agree 100%. Well, Mr. McClure, I will turn it back to you if you would like to take it over.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys hopping on. And I tell you, you know, one of the things that I self-label myself a strategist and somewhat of at a high level at an analytical mind. And, you know, one of the things that really struck me or has over the last couple of years, but it was just accentuated at Ambition this year, is when Jerry and Chris, you know, formed Ambit. You know, it was a great idea, but there were two guys that didn't know anything about the energy markets. You know, the how it worked, what the idiosyncrasies of it were, or anything. And you know, we built a massive company. Basically, Jerry learning the hedging side of the business and being in charge of hedging for the company, and Chris, of course, doing the marketing, and blessed with having John Burr on board to keep it all together from a software perspective, but. You know, we had industry novices and with no experience, and you know, and I look at what Vistra brought to the table with people that have been in the industry for decades and a legacy company that has all the resources, not just financially, but from a knowledge perspective. If there's a problem that has to be solved, not only are the financial resources there to solve the problem, but the brain trust is there to solve the problem. And, you know, since we've, you know, merged in with Vistra, you know, I've watched Jim Burke go from COO, which was one of our champions, as I mentioned earlier on the call, to CFO to now CEO. And, you know, the talent that, and the experience of the talent, you know, Sidney Seeger, you know, I mean, you've got Scott Hudson, who's talked at industry conference after industry conference after industry conference, very well respected throughout the industry. You've got all these people, and, you know, just invite everybody that was on the call that listened to Eric's background. I mean, here's somebody that's grown multiple brands that just has the experience, the bottom line. And so, you know, as you look at Ambit 2.0, post-pandemic Ambit, and you look at where we're positioned and say, okay, we've got the legacy and the infrastructure of Ambit from the past, which is great, and the experience of on the network marketing side of a team that's led by Daryl and Eric. But we also have, unlike we had in the beginning, we've got on the energy side of the business, we've got somebody that and a group of people that are just absolutely incredible from the perspective of experience and a brain trust. And that's what I really find exciting. You know, I find that, you know, the leadership on the corporate side knows so much more, so further advanced from Ambit 1.0, looking at Ambit 2.0 and, you know, what was unveiled, and just being able to have the financial power, for example, to say, okay, we're going to pay off people's deposits. You know, if you're a consultant on this call, I want you to think about this. Rates are high right now. You know, everything's high right now. But at some point, you know, there's probably going to be a rate drop. Well, what about those people that are locked in on other carriers at three-year contracts or two-year contracts at high rates? And you're able to go to them and say, hey, we'll pay to get you off of that contract. And oh, by the way, you'll go from, you know, 19 cents in AEP where we are now or whatever down to 14 cents. I mean, the ability to have the financial resources to make that sort of investment in the customer base, coupled with the stability, because I can tell you right now, this is my personal opinion, that if Vistra had not bought Ambit, we would not be in business today. There's not a single consultant on this call that would be getting a commission check because Winter Storm Uri here in Texas would have wiped the company out financially with an inability to recover. It almost wiped it out when we had the hottest summer a couple of summers before that. But through the grace of some financing that Shell agreed to do, we stayed in business. So, you know, you have an opportunity to, you know, embrace the change that's occurred and embrace the leadership that we have from a corporate perspective. And, you know, that and a buck will get you on a bus because you can say, hey, I had a great time at Ambition. I, you know, most money ever put out there, you know, love the leadership, love this, love that and everything. If you don't go and take massive positive action, if you don't take yourself from where you are today in your business and just start taking the small steps, go and gather a couple of customers. Every single consultant, including myself, can go gather two customers and get fast start again. You know, go get two customers, get a $100 bonus. If you just start there, you know, just start there. Then one other thing I want to add is I was shocked when I went to the training session when Eric Johnstone said that only 30-some-odd percent, I don't remember the exact percent, but about a third of our consultant base had downloaded the MyAmbit app onto their phone. Well, that means two-thirds don't even have it, and of the third, they're not all using it. You know, so that what that meant to me was there's a very small percentage that hasn't stepped into the 21st century and taken advantage of the investment that Vistra made in getting that app to everybody for free. I mean, you know, you're not having to pay for it. You have to download it and educate yourself on how to use it. So, you know, the bottom line is if you want to find out what is causing your business to be successful, or you want to find out what in your business is causing it not to be successful, then what I would say, like I've always said, is look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and make the decision. Am I going to do analysis, paralysis through analysis, or am I going to go gather a couple of customers? Am I going to send, you know, through the app, the opportunity video to 10 people a day or 5 people a day? Because if you'll do that, what I'll tell you is that your business is going to turn around and you're going to step from being a legacy that has quit making as much money as they previous used to in Ambit 1.0, and you're going to step into something that could be incredible for you and your family in Ambit 2.0 and look in the mirror and figure out whether that person's going to do it or not. This is a simple business. We get paid to do two things, gather customers and get other people to gather customers. Nobody gets paid without the acquisition of customers. Go get a consultant, they don't get customers. Nobody got paid, okay? So Eric and his team are going to be working on making it better and better and better, and some of the announcements are there. There's going to be enhancement to the compensation plan. I don't know what that's going to be, but what I can tell you is that they are working diligently to make Ambit 2.0 in the set of circumstances that we have today, post-pandemic, people not as excited about going to meetings, to put the technology in your hands, the rates in your hands, to be able to go out and build a business. And at the end of the day, quit waiting. You know, quit saying, oh, you know, mañana, mañana, mañana. Decide to do something. And I don't know what that something is for you. For some of you, it's go and get two customers and score the $100. For others of you, it's send the video out, get some people started, and make a ton of money off of the promotions. You just have to decide. But I want you to leave this call knowing one thing. that the success or lack of success in your ambit business is dependent on you and you alone. You know, the excuses of this happening and that happened and who shot John and all that, throw it out the window. They're what I said they are, excuses. You know, the corporate team is there, you know, making it right, doing what has to happen to give us the opportunity that we need. You've got all kinds of enhancements, all kinds of money thrown out there. You have to quit thinking about it and start doing it, you know, and that's the bottom line. So I'm going to host this call next week. I'm going to host it for the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to be my own guest speaker, and I'm going to talk mechanically how you build a sales and marketing organization. I'm going to talk to you about how to set your mindset over the next couple of weeks to try to get you dialed in on taking advantage. Hey, the time is ticking. Go look at the brochures in the back office. There are time limits to these promotions. You know, so don't wait for my call next week. Say, oh, well, I'm going to learn more next week and Brian's going to do his call. No. Get to work and get fine-tuned next week and get fine-tuned the next week. And I just want to, in the last few minutes we have, I want to apologize to all the award winners. We don't have time tonight to go into the award winners. I'll go over it next week. But, you know, particularly, you know, in our business and that business being direct selling network marketing, I think it's all about keeping score. And I want to personally acknowledge and reach out to top performers. This year's top performers in Ambit Energy are Ceci and Carlos Marin. And Carlos and I started Power Trip years and years ago, really good friends. And I'm proud of him and I'm happy for him. And I just wanted to reach out and acknowledge Carlos and his accomplishments. He's done an incredible job, not only in the English speaking market, but in the Hispanic market. But anyway, I will get him on as a guest speaker one of these weeks, and you can hear it from him as well. But an incredible talent who built a huge multi-million-dollar Amway business and just decades of experience. So congratulations to Ceci and Carlos. And thank you so much, Daryl and Eric, for being on the call tonight. Really appreciate it. I think there's a renewed spirit and enthusiasm in Ambit. And I think that's because the hard work that you guys have put in on the corporate side shined through very, very brightly. And it gave people that guiding light to kind of walk through the darkness and get back into working this business in a big kind of way. So with that, I'm going to stop the recording. Let me do that first. I want to open the call back up.